Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves, as always, at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. There's spots running there, Bordop. Check your audio. Anyway, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On the site, everything is totally free. We've actually got a holdover from last hour. It's a guest. It is Ken Hoagland from the Fair Tax Organization, their website, fairtax.org. Just to recap, Ken, for those just tuning in this hour, give us the 30-second version of what the Fair Tax is.
Fair Tax replaces the income tax, eliminates all withholding from your paycheck, eliminates the income tax with the national sales tax.
And some of the things, and again, I love the idea of eliminating the IRS, love the idea of eliminating the income tax. You get no disagreement from me on that. But some of the other things that we've determined, and we've had just some conversations with various different supporters over the last year and a half or two, and we had been confused on some issues. So it's good to have them finally ironed out tonight. And one of those issues that we finally ironed out is that the fair tax, so-called, will be built in on the shelf prices. So therefore, when you look at the $499.99 stereo, it's going to have the tax actually built into the shelf price. Now, you're pointing out, Ken, that when you get to the register, there should be some sort of line item on the register indicating how much tax was charged. But the fact is, people are not going to actually be seeing, most people are not going to take notice of that. Plus, you mentioned the prebate, which is a welfare check being sent out to every single family in America, every single household in America, which I, as a libertarian, obviously, I have some serious objections to a lot of this stuff. We still have phone calls rolling in. If you've got a question about the fair tax, 800-259-9231. But what I really want to talk about now is we mentioned the Free State Project last hour. Are you aware of it, Ken?
No, tell me.
Well, the Free State Project is a group of 20,000 people that think the way that we do on Free Talk Live, that want more freedom, more liberty in their lifetime. So we're all going to move from around the country and, in fact, around the world to one state. And that state has been chosen, and it happens to be New Hampshire. Now, New Hampshire...
I just heard a promo on it. I wasn't quite sure what it was. I think I saw it on your website as well.
Yep. We're huge fans of the Free State Project. We're going later on this year. Now, as you may be aware, New Hampshire is one of the few states in America that actually doesn't even have a sales tax. So if this fair tax thing comes to pass and we do get rid of the IRS, and that'd be great, then you're going to be asking every single retailer in the state of New Hampshire, people who've never collected a sales tax in their entire life, to all of a sudden become slaves to the federal government and start collecting a 23% sales tax.
Well, let me just ask you, because I don't know, does New Hampshire have an income tax?
No, sir.
No sales tax, no income tax.
They get the bulk of their money for the government through property taxes. And to be fair, they're a little on the high side. But overall, New Hampshire has the lowest amount of taxation of all of the 50 states.
Well, that's property taxes. We're seeing those go up astronomically down here in Texas. That has its own problems with it.
Oh, certainly.
But look, I can't argue with that, and I can't argue with the fact that yes, under the fair tax, sales tax would be collected on the purchase, the retail sale, of all new items. But
let me
throw in something, fellas,
okay,
that we haven't talked about.
Sure.
Our domestic manufacturers, we've got death of Made in America labels going on for years and years now. Why? Most people don't understand this is another one of the bad consequences of the income tax system. Domestic manufacturers are at about a 17 to 22% disadvantage with foreign producers. Foreign countries typically do not tax the goods that are for export to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. does not only tax the income, so they're taxing the price of those goods. It's not a sales tax. This is built into the price of the goods, the embedded hidden income taxes. So what's going to happen under the fair tax is domestic producers are going to get a tremendous benefit. We're going to see a lot more Made in America labels. We're going to see the tax breaks that right now reward American companies for moving jobs overseas. That will disappear.
I think you're oversimplifying the issue.
Under the fair tax, no product that is sent overseas for export is subject to the fair tax because it is not consumed in the U.S. That means that we're going to have such a boom in our domestic economy. That is one big part of it that I just had to throw in because we haven't really got to that part.
Okay, I think you're oversimplifying the issue of companies leaving America. There's no doubt that excessive taxation is certainly a huge factor there. I'll agree with you. But the other factors are other things that aren't going to be addressed by the fair tax. And
labor
that is
cost. Labor cost of the other major
also regulations.
No doubt about it.
Also regulations. There's so many controls. OSHA. So many different government, federal government, state, local government regulations that are slapped on manufacturers in America, including the minimum wage, that is actually forcing them to look at other options. It's not like they want to leave the country. It's just that they don't feel like they're really wanted here by this government anymore. So there's more to it than just that. And we do have
There is more to it, but this is a major element, and it's one of the things that makes the economists most excited about the fair tax when they look at it. And one of the reasons they're predicting a 10.5% increase in the gross domestic product after enactment of the fair tax.
We got sidetracked a little bit, Ken. I wanted to just explore New Hampshire a little bit more.
Let's go.
Let's pretend that I'm a retailer, and I'm not just a radio host. I've had 3.5 years experience in retail, actually more than that. But anyway, let's say I'm a retailer in New Hampshire, and I've never once collected sales tax from any of my customers. And then this fair tax gets passed, and some letter comes to me from the federal government saying, now you must collect 23% tax on every single item and build it into the price of all of your items on the shelf. Well, what if I say, no, that's okay, I'll pass, I like my customers, I think I'm going to keep not charging them this tax. What's the punishment going to be for me?
Well, you're going to lose your business license is the straight-out answer. But remember, you also
Does the federal government grant business licenses?
Wait, let me just finish. You're going to get another letter that says, by the way, the 15.3% that you're paying right now for Social Security and Medicare on every dollar you earn up to about $90,000, that goes away. Not to mention your...
Wait, I won't have to pay the 15% either if I choose
no,
not...
The Social Security tax disappears under the fair tax.
Right.
Right now, employers pay half of their employees' Social Security tax, 7.65%. That goes away. If you're self-employed for your own income, you pay 15.3%.
Understood. So what's the jail sentence going to be? That's what I want to know. What's the punishment going to be?
I don't know. I think you just lose your business license.
Oh, so then I'll just keep doing business anyway and not collect any taxes. That's great. You know what? I actually think that the fair tax should pass, and here's why. I think it should come through because obviously it'll set people free the income tax and all that other great stuff. But I think it'll actually give New Hampshire one extra reason to withdraw from the union, because then you're going to be asking all New Hampshire businesses to start collecting this onerous 23% tax. And I think that is going to give them one extra reason to support the New Hampshire secession movement. Thank you, Ken. I really think that's great.
You're welcome.
Ken,
glad to make your day.
Let's leave the fringers aside here for a second. Now, because I have a small business, I pay less than what my tax bracket is. But, yeah, there's lots of write-offs involved in small businesses. I've had times when I've paid, you know, in the low single digits as far as percentages of my gross income in federal income tax. Now, under your system, I'm going to have to pay 23% every time I go to the register. Why would I want to go from, you know, these great write-offs that seem to benefit me at this point to paying 23%? I mean, going from, say, 5% to 23%.
Well, most people are going to pay far lower marginal rates.
Oh, I believe that's true.
Fair tax.
Mm-hmm.
Far, far, far lower.
Most people work for wages, right.
Most people work for wages, but when you look at the income levels and the marginal tax rates, for example, a family of four that right now is earning $50,000 a year is paying somewhere around a 16% marginal rate. Under the fair tax, with kind of normal consumption rates and that universal prebate, they're going to be down around 11%. That happens for most of the income areas. It depends on how much money you spend.
Yeah, but is that really an answer to your question, Mark, like why you would want to support this?
I'm really kind of wondering that. I mean,
Well, you're going to be paying less money for your taxes than you are right now under the income tax.
That's if you're a wage earner, but not if you're a small business owner. Can we ask you to just hold on for a little bit longer?
How many breaks that you're able to take advantage of. But
speaking of breaks,
Ken, hang on a second.
I hope you can hang on through one more segment. We're going to come back with more with Ken Hoagland. Hopefully, we're really holding him over much longer than he'd expected. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, including the bulletin board system, over 115,000 posts right there for your enjoyment, various different topics, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. In fact, I'm sure you'll find more than a few discussions of the fair tax on our bulletin board system. You can get on it at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We have Ken Hoagland on the line from Fair Tax, fairtax.org, the website. And, of course, we've just been covering various different aspects of this, and if you've missed it, you should grab the archive later on tonight at freetalklive.com. But, Ken, I'd like to point out that most of our guests don't go for longer than an hour max. You're one of two guests in the last 3.5 years that's actually gone longer than the hour point, and I think you've been a great guest so far, and I really appreciate you being a good sport. And I really
appreciate it, Ian. Look, I appreciate you guys keeping me on, and I now have this burning desire to make you two converts. I know it doesn't go all the way.
You can't
to the
convert me, Ken. I'm sorry. You can't convert me. I'm against all taxes, period. But as I pointed out,
this is incremental, Ian. Think of it as incremental, because once you have a transparent system like this, where people are paying so much lower taxes, but it is completely transparent, now you're going to have the involvement of every citizen in federal government taxation, and that's a real important first step. Considering that right now, we don't even see what the government takes out of our paycheck. You're saying people don't read receipts. You ask the average person, how much money exactly in dollars a month does the federal government take out of your check? They'll say, I don't know.
They don't know.
I take home $866 a week.
Sure.
And that's what they know.
Well, and if they looked at the receipt in the particular instance we're talking about here, you ask them, how much money do they pay in taxes in their purchase, and they didn't have the receipt right in their hand and staring at it, chances are good they wouldn't know how much they paid then either. I think that
nobody knows that there's 22% of the price of what they pay is actually hidden.
I concur, and I don't have a problem with that particular part, Ken. And by the way, preaching to Ian, you're throwing baseballs at a brick wall. Forget it.
Well, I'm an eternal optimist, Ian, so don't think I'm
so am
give
I. That's why. That's why I'm an optimist that people will just someday just stop paying taxes to this obscene government that we have.
But Ken, now I'm a possibility. This is Mark speaking.
Mark.
But the biggest problem that I have here is that is the non-attachment of the 16th Amendment repeal to this. And I understand that you said that it was difficult, but it's my understanding that the way the 16th Amendment came about in the beginning was it was sort of sold to the American people as, hey, let's tax the richest 1%.
Right.
We'll just tax the richest 1%, and they'll pay taxes, and that'll pay for this World War I or whatever it was that they wanted to pay for at
the
time.
Right, bonus marchers, right.
And so what they did was, basically, they got the popular support of the people for taxing the richest 1%. Well, what did they do to it? They got us all. Everybody who's making 14 grand a year or more is now paying income tax.
Thanks to inflation, by the way, that's one of the reasons.
And what I feel is going to happen is if we don't repeal the income tax and we institute the fair tax, then we're just going to have a federal sales tax and we're going to have the income tax back, because I don't see the federal government would love to have your sales tax thing. They do not want to get rid of their income tax, because they'd have to fire all those poor, helpless bureaucrats up there.
Well, before we get to your main point, let me tell you, the federal government does not love the sales tax, because it does away with the ability of the Senate Finance Committee, the House Ways and Means Committee, and the Senate Joint Committee on Taxation to be lords over the IRS, to sell, trade, barter, and auction off the tax code. That's how we got the 65,000-page-long tax code.
Uh-huh.
They love the idea of manipulating the tax code, and they are, for the most part, dead set against anything that will do away with their power game up there.
But you certainly do have an uphill battle. We need to go to the phones. This gentleman's been waiting very patiently. Don in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ken Hoagland from the Fair Tax. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Don. You're on with Ken.
Hey. I was just curious. You keep mentioning Social Security at almost 14% between myself and the employer. Who would be willing to pay that?
Don.
Pardon?
15.3%, Don.
Okay, 15%. Who would end up eventually paying it? As of right now, I pay half in, and the employer pays half in.
Don, the fair tax collects enough revenue to provide all of the current revenues into the Social Security system, so it is paid at the retail level. Basically, you're so broadening the base to every consumer in the United States, and that means drug dealers, the underground economy, illegal immigrants. 30 to 40 million foreign visitors a year would be paying into their tax base. That provides sufficient funds to completely fund the Social Security system and all other federal government spending. That withholding that you now suffer, the 15.3%, it just goes away.
Don,
at the cash register.
Thank you for the call, Don. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. All right, Ken, I've got one more question to wrap all this up.
Sure.
And it's just a technical question. Is there going to be anything that's exempt? For instance, here in Florida, if you walk into the grocery store and you load up your cart full of groceries, you're going to pay no sales tax on those groceries. If you purchase a non-grocery item, then there will be a sales tax applied to it. Are there going to be national exemptions from this?
Well, on the consumer level, no. But I can't really say nothing is exempt, honestly, to you, because all investments in business are not subject to the fair tax. So you're not going to. That is not subject to the fair tax. Any product that's shipped out for export is not subject to it. But no, in the grocery store, nothing's exempt. And let me tell you why, because that seems counterintuitive. Because once you exempt aspirin, you're gonna let those lobbyists loose again. The Gucci Gulch lobbyists, they're called in Washington. And next week, it's going to be fur coats. And the week after that, it's going to be whatever a wealthy person can manage to get their tax break on. That's why there's a universal rebate. The rebate covers the expenses, the expenditures that we all have on the necessities of life.
The welfare check.
No, I think it is a tax break.
You know, Ken, I gotta say that I think that after having talked to you for an hour and a half, I used to think that this the fair tax was really just a sidestep at best. I think it might be just barely a little bit better than the income tax, just because if you can actually get rid of the IRS, you might have something going. So maybe I have been shifted slightly.
How about those lobbyists, Ian? You got to love the fact that those lobbyists are going to be out of work on manipulating the tax code.
Now, you could have...
You got to love that.
Now,
you got to love it.
I think we all
like
want
to put the whole
federal
government out of work personally, Ken, but go ahead, Mark.
Now, I've got to say, you could have my support. Now, I don't like the prebate thing, but I'm willing to compromise. I don't like the fact that it's sort of an embedded tax a little bit, not entirely, but if it wasn't for the 16th Amendment repeal having to be separate, and I understand that it's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
that's the part that really freaks me out.
These guys have so much power, I just don't trust them to do it the way you're hoping to do it. And, of course, once you do pass it, Ken, I'll still continue to oppose it, just on the grounds of principle. Thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Hey, you two boat rockers are great. I really enjoyed being on.
Have a great night, Ken, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, internet hunting? It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It is the live Saturday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We have live streams on our website. There's a broadband version of the show there and a dial-up version, both of them totally free. So enjoy. freetalklive.com. You know what? We're going to go to the phones here. But coming up, internet hunting? We'll tell you all about it and how it's now apparently being banned in over 20 states. But first to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Hello, Jeff in Oregon. Going once. Jeff in Oregon going twice. Oh, looks like we're talking about internet hunting. Mark, do tell.
Apparently, there's Louisiana has joined 21 other states, so that's 22 states in banning internet, just in case for you folks that can't do the math out there, 21 plus 1 is 22.
Okay, thanks.
Banning the internet hunting, the practice of using a mouse click to kill animals from a distance. The cyber shooting idea was the brainchild of Texan John Lockwood, who started the website live-shot.com. The idea was this. Hunters sign up on the website and pay some $1,500 or more. They schedule a session, then log on.
$1,500?
Hey, look, you're killing animals, man. This stuff isn't cheap. They probably have to stock this game.
Is that for a year-long pass?
No, this is, gives you different times. I don't know if you get an hour a day or what.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Go to live-shot.com.
I'm going.
And see what it takes to sign up.
All right.
Let's see. The feeding station on the computer screen. The animal that was ordered, from wild hogs to antelope, is in the area. And when it approaches the food, the hunter moves an on-screen crosshairs into place. A click of the mouse fires a rifle to kill the animal. The armchair hunter trophy animal will then be mounted and shipped for display. Texas outlawed the practice last year. The Humane Society Executive Vice President Michael Markian was pleased with the decision in Louisiana. Responsible hunters know there's no sport in shooting an animal remotely while lying in bed and wearing camouflage pajamas. Now, first off, I'm wondering, really? Are they? Is it really this just sweeping the nation? This is such a big deal that so many people are wanting to kill animals remotely over the internet?
I can't imagine that it
for
is.
For $1,500 a shot? I don't know. I mean,
it's 15. Wow, I'm just stunned by it. I mean, I think it's lame. I mean, I agree with the Humane Society guy that it's lame. But then again, I'm not a fan of hunting in the first place. However, I think you should absolutely be free to engage in it. I think hunting's kind of silly. It's certainly something we don't need in today's society, where we can walk down to the store and, you know, purchase all kinds of different meats. And I guess, we've certainly talked about this in the past, and there are people that really get into it. This is their hobby. This mm-hmm. is what they like to do. It gives them a rush. They like to get out there into the wilderness and go out with their son or daughter or whatever. You know, it's a bonding experience to put on the orange vest and shoot at things. Well, I don't get it personally, but I would never outlaw it, which is what these states are doing.
I think you make a great point. I'm of the opinion that If you're going to kill an animal out in the wild, you should have mosquito bites, like to prove that you were out there. But I think it's very unsporting. It's a bad idea. But the fact is, if we're going to outlaw it, that means if someone does it, and someone's bound to do it somewhere, if they don't do it in Texas, they'll do it in one of the 29 states that it's still legal in, or they'll do it in Canada or something. They'll do it someplace. It's the internet. You can't stop it. The question is, do I want to pay in order to put someone in jail for doing it? And I don't.
Are they outlawing the business, or are they outlawing the clients from participating in the business, or both?
They haven't made it clear which side of it is that they don't particularly like. I would imagine it's the business itself is a little uglier than most, but it has to have customers.
But it makes it sound, it sounds to me like they're outlawing at least the usage of it, or people participating in this. Just like Washington State has outlawed online gambling. So there's all kinds of different online things that the states around the country are starting to outlaw, and personally I find that really outrageous. And what about this? What if it was Stephen Hawking, for instance? What if Stephen Hawking, or there's some paraplegic or quadriplegic out there that at one time was really into hunting? He was a hunter, and you know, then he got shot while he was out in the field, and he still
fell off a cliff, perhaps.
Or whatever, and he still loves to hunt, but he's bound to a wheelchair for life. So this would give him that opportunity to sort of relive the experience through his computer monitor and mouse clicks.
It doesn't make me feel any better about this horrible practice.
No.
But I'm not willing to outlaw it.
I'm just trying to think of one guy that, you know, that might be really affected by that sort of thing. If you think this should be outlawed, and you can explain why, 1-800-259-9231 is a toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Cato in Missouri. Cato, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
All right. Good to talk to you. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to make the point that it seems to me, now I'm against taxation, I look at myself as a principled libertarian, but I think this is a step towards liberty and not away from it.
You mean the fair tax, not the hunting online?
Yeah, no, okay. Fair tax, yeah.
Okay, why do you think it's a step towards liberty?
Well, we get rid of the IRS, and a person who wanted to not pay their taxes to the government because they don't like what the government does with it could opt out legally, in a sense, because they could just buy used things.
But you can't buy used food, so they wouldn't really be able to opt out, because as the gentleman told us, Ken told us, this will be a tax on every item purchased.
True enough. And with the prebate, as they call it, which I don't like,
welfare
because
check.
That puts everybody on welfare, true, but they could take the money that they're getting for that and buy the new stuff, like
Understood.
The food and the milk and the, you know, cigarettes or whatever.
It's like I told Ken, go ahead, pass this. If you can get this passed, then fine. You know, it's not really going to be a huge change, and it might actually encourage New Hampshire to secede from the Union faster.
And the prebate sort of does one of the things that I find so disgusting about the IRS is it's invasive. You know, okay, and now I've lived in four different places in the last calendar year. They're going to want to know all that. I mean, the Social Security Administration has to be able to send me my check. I don't know if it's annually or monthly, but they've got to be able to follow me around and keep track of me and stuff.
Well, true, but is it any worse than what we've got now with the IRS?
I
don't know.
Do I think it's any worse? I don't know. And here's my biggest concern, and the only one that's keeping me from an endorsement of it, is that the 16th Amendment, they want to see it appealed. But it doesn't have to be appealed in order for this
repealed,
excuse me, in order for this to go through.
Right.
And that's my problem is I feel like they're going to I don't trust Uncle Sam. I know that it seems to me that they're going to say, okay, we'll do that, all right, and then they'll institute a federal income tax, and then, okay, we'll stop the federal sales tax, but we'll, you know what, we'll just keep it on people that make $1 million a year or more.
You mean the income tax, yeah.
Excuse me, the income tax on people that make $1 million a year or more, at which point, sometime in the future, we're all going to make $1 million a year or we're going to be in poverty.
Right,
and
right.
They'll then have an income tax.
Aha, gotcha
and
again.
They'll have a sales tax.
But between this and then, we have a blank slate, and then it's up to us as citizens to keep our government from doing that.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just seems to me like this is an opportunity for us to stop and say, no, we've got a second chance.
I can't get behind it, though, Cato. I can't get behind it because I am against all taxes. And, in fact, I will, though, get behind the black market when and if this is passed and cheer them on because I'll do anything I can to avoid a 23% plus the 7% here in Florida, you know, essentially a 30% sales tax. Cato, thanks for the call, man.
Can I just throw out a quick point on the Internet hunting?
Oh, yeah, by all means.
Just one thing comes to mind, and it scares the hell out of me, is the idea that when the military decides that they're going to get into this, and put out a tank with a video camera and a gun and put that on the Internet so that you and I or anybody can plop down $5,000 to kill a Muslim.
Oh, geez. Cato, thanks for the call.
Yeah, right, should do it for a politician.
Ooh, well, now I don't know if you get on the air and advocate that sort of thing, Mark.
I'm just wondering.
800-259-9231, Zuloff in Washington. Listening on KBBO. Actually, oops, Zuloff. I'm sorry, man. Hang on. 800-2... We're going to get to you. 800-259-9231. Whenever I see Cato, I always think of Inspector Clouseau. You ever see those movies? The Pink Panther series?
Yes.
Good stuff, man.
Brilliance.
Yeah, more on the way. 800... His assistant was named Cato.
Really?
Yeah, they always fought together.
I wasn't sure.
Whenever he would come home, Cato, his assistant, would be hiding, and he would come out and attack him. And it was really funny. Anyway, more on the way. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, including the updates. Get yourself signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show at updates.freetalklive.com. We usually send out an update once a month to announce our voting thing that we do. It's something we ask that you help us with, because if you like the show and if you want to help Free Talk Live get on more stations, get more people listening to the show, well, voting is a great way to help that, because it gets us more popular on the Internet, gets us more of a devoted Internet following, because right now, because of your votes, we're currently the number two podcast in the entire world. Now, there's over 17,000, last time I looked, maybe even more than that now, over 17,000 different podcasts. We're number two, thanks to you going to vote.freetalklive.com. Again, that's vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All it is a quick email verification, no spam, very simple, and it helps us a lot. So vote.freetalklive.com. All right, let's try Zuloff again, who is actually a lady. Zuloff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're calling from Washington. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling about the hunting of animals on the Internet.
Yes.
And I grew up, my father hunted for meat for the winter, and that's what we ate for food.
Wow. Where did you live?
I lived in Colorado.
Were you near civilization at all?
Yeah.
So you were just doing it for fun?
No. Some people are poor, and they hunt for meat for food.
Really? Now, wait. Where did he do the hunting?
In Colorado and Wyoming.
Just any old place? I mean, don't you have to have a...
You have a hunting license.
I see.
The meat that he hunted was elk, and it went into the freezer, and we ate it. And I now have a master's in education, and I'm married to a physician, so we kind of pulled ourselves up by the bootstraps. But
that's the great thing about America.
It is a great thing about America. And I think sometimes we err on the side of being too liberal. And I'm concerned about our country. If we're so liberal that we say anything anybody wants to do is okay, then I think we're going to kind of lose what made America wonderful.
Well, wait. When you say anything anybody wants to do is okay, what do you mean by that?
Don't you think we should have some basic rights and wrongs? Do you think that it's right to kill an animal over the Internet?
Oh, I think it's an interesting question. Why would it be right to kill an animal over the Internet versus why killing it, you know, right there? I feel like you should get mosquito bites if you're going to go out and hunt animals. But, you know, perhaps somebody doesn't.
It's none of my business. I think that people should have a right to private property and the right to run their businesses however they want, so long as they're not hurting other people. In this case, no human beings are being harmed, as much as I may disagree with the process, and I do. I think it's silly.
It's not fair play. It's not good sportsmanship.
But should it be outlawed?
I think it should not be permitted.
You can't do that. That's not an option, Zoloff. You either have to put people in prison for it or not.
What if you just don't allow it? What if it's not on the internet?
But what if they do it anyway? Then you have to put them in prison, right?
I don't know. Do you have to put them in prison, or can you fine them, or can you just not?
What if they don't want to pay the fine, Zula?
Like, you can have a David Koresh problem here on your hands if you don't have law and order put in place. I mean, you either have to choose one or the other.
Well, I guess my point is, perhaps we've lost track of the basics. You know, what is good, what's right, what's wrong.
What are some other things that are wrong?
Let's
go through, just Zuloff, just to explore your personal value set. What are some other things that are wrong that you believe should be prohibited?
I'm talking more about values. That it's not, in this situation, it's not good sportsmanship to kill an animal that's being baited.
I agree with you. I think it's a silly thing, and I think it's really lame of people to do that sort of thing. But I would never want to pass a law against it. I would never want to force that person into prison as a result of them doing something different than what I agree with.
But
and that's
why
what
not?
You're advocating.
Why not? It's not right.
Here's why not. Because prisons are paid for by tax dollars, and that means that I'm paying to put that person in prison. Personally, I'd rather keep my money, Zuloff. I don't know about you.
No, and I do agree with you. I think we're too quick to put people into jail for things.
So then you aren't advocating putting people in jail. What would your punishment be for these people?
I wouldn't have a punishment. I wouldn't allow it.
It's not...
Why punish somebody? Why allow it?
Would you give me an example of how we do that in America today?
Well,
like one instance where
website?
We don't allow something.
What is this website?
It's I believe that it's live-shot.com.
So is there a way in America that we can say this is not right and it won't be allowed?
Yes. Well, we can say right here, Free Talk Live says that we believe that what live-shot.com does is not right.
Okay.
That's just called social ostracism, but what you're talking about, disallowing it, you mean physically preventing people from doing this when you say disallow, right?
Yeah, so should we allow sexual predators to have a website so that they can target young children and abuse them?
If a sexual predator does something to a young child, they should be put in prison for a very long time.
Then you're hurting another individual. You're hurting another person in that case.
Okay, so I guess you're drawing the line between people and animals, and I view animals as just as precious as people.
Should people be able to own animals?
I do own animals. I have dogs. I have cats.
Well, then wait a minute.
Horses.
You can't. You're not telling the truth. Then maybe you're a little confused, Zuloff.
I am not confused.
Whoa, slow down. Hold on. If you believe that animals are just as precious as people, then you shouldn't be able to own them, right? Because you can't own people.
Well, children need to be cared for, right?
No, people.
But I'm saying animals are like children.
Uh huh.
And that
so you are the animal.
Do you have animals?
I do.
Have one. There's one right here in the studio next to me.
And Senior Grouchy Pants is the light of my life, but I understand
so do you
that
get
I
it?
Own
do
him.
Do you feed it? Do you water it?
Of
do
course.
Do you exercise it?
Yes, but...
Zuloff, I love animals.
I'd rock him and burp him if I could.
There's
okay.
No doubt that I love my dog, but what I also love is freedom and liberty.
But
and
we're...
that means that I want everyone to be free to do what they want with their own property. If they're going to hurt animals, I might say, hey, so-and-so's over here hurting animals, and he's a real jerk. Maybe you shouldn't sell stuff to him. Maybe you shouldn't talk to him anymore. Maybe you should let him know that you don't appreciate his behavior. But I would never want to throw that person in jail as a result of it.
No, I think it's wrong to throw people in jail because, like you said, we are paying for that.
Okay, so then you're saying that ostracism's the answer, but we shouldn't prohibit people from doing this.
Well, and this is, you may be ahead of me on this. Don't we have controls on television, you know, what kids are allowed to watch during certain times?
We should not have controls. The parents should be in control of what their kids watch.
Well, then we just have a basic disagreement. I'm concerned. I believe in liberty and freedom, and I believe we have a wonderful country, and I have grandparents who were immigrants. Mm-hmm. But I am so concerned, and I was a liberal, And I did the Peace Corps experience, and I taught in the South Bronx. I am so concerned that we are so liberal that we're going to let go of just basic morals in our country.
So wait, so we should have restrictions on television content?
Can't we just say this isn't right?
We can. I think every American's responsible for saying that this isn't right.
Right.
Why are we so politically correct that we're afraid to say this?
Nobody here's politically correct. Look, let me give you an example of how you can say this isn't right without passing a law. See, America, whether they're liberal or conservative, whatever that means, I really don't know what those words mean.
Good people. Hold on.
Now look, when it comes to television content, telling individuals, or if you see something on television that you don't like, do not pass a law against it. Call the station, call the management, let them know, hey, I didn't like what you did last week. In fact, if you do it again, I'm going to stop watching. Call the advertisers, say, hey, look, I don't like that you sponsor this particular show because I disagree with the content. In fact, I'm not going to buy Kellogg's anymore or whatever, whoever it is that the advertiser is. That's the way that you can control content through the marketplace. If there's more people that think the way that you do, then these businesses will stop airing that content. But don't pass laws, Zuloff. That's the wrong way to do things, don't you think?
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I wasn't advocating passing laws. Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm concerned is people are afraid to say, this is wrong. It's wrong. You don't bait an animal. You don't lure them to the food and shoot them.
I don't think people are afraid to say those things. You're saying them right here on national radio.
But I hear you saying everything's okay.
No. I said it's okay for people to do what they want on their own private property. It doesn't mean I endorse it. It doesn't mean that I agree with it. It just means I want them to be free to live their life how they want. What's wrong with that?
I guess we just have a difference of opinion.
Right. The difference is I want people to be free and you want them to be controlled.
I know I am not saying that. What I am sad about is people want freedoms, but they're no longer willing to be responsible.
Ooh.
We want all the freedoms.
Here's the catch.
But we're not willing to be responsible
for
them.
That's not true. Actually, if we would let people be free, they'd have to be responsible. Thank you, though. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Because you can't have freedom without responsibility.
Absolutely. If somebody doesn't want to work, I say they starve to death.
That's right.
That makes ultimate responsibility, in my opinion.
That's what'll happen. More on the way. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Gary and Brent hanging on patiently. You guys are coming up. Also, ladies first, this is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now, you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you?